This is just okay. Moms buy their boys Playboy when they turn 12 so they can actually learn about sex. Dads buy their first prostitute when they're 18 so they can learn what it means to have sex and have that first encounter. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Toxic ideas weaving with violence and sex. The sex, you're being aroused, the imagery. The sex charge images that you see cause an arousal, and there are hormones, and there is epinephrine, and there's body drugs that are flowing inside adrenaline that is a natural drug. When you view a sex charge image, it moves you. And then in being moved, it gives you these ideas that we would never accept in society, but because it's moving us, we're more towards to hear it. So I will only do this quickly, but there was out of one of the magazines, it was called Mayhem Manual, and it was talking about if you are going to gouge out an eye, do it slowly, taking care not to damage the optic nerve. Then you will leave the eyeball hanging on his cheek, still functioning. His brain will receive that visual information, but he will be unable to turn away or close his eyelids as, for example, you mutilate his genitals. This was in Hustler, and when it came out, the first week it was out, this happened to an 11-year-old boy.
Das Gehirn funktioniert immer noch, und das ist einem 11-Jährigen passiert.
And then we have sex with the dead, idea that somehow that's pleasing and pleasurable. We all know that's not true. I'm not even going to go into that.
Das irgendwie angenehm sein sollte oder schön.
Here's the thing that bothers me the most. This is where I want to hang the hardest hit. Is the sexualization of our children. We wonder why children are being trafficked. Pornography is your greatest problem. Why? Because children are depicted in almost every publication, some way, shape, or form. Not necessarily always in pictures where they are in sexual poses, but they are always in the magazines. So you're being aroused as you're looking at this sexually charged image, and then there are storylines or pictures that are not necessarily pornography, sometimes they are, and that this woman is dressed like a little girl. So the most common female role stated in porn titles is that women in their 20s portraying teenagers. So what is happening with pornography? We have taken it to the farthest it's going to go. We've talked about everything that we can talk about. What's the last frontier? Children. So what they do is they start with images like this, who is a 19 to 21-year-old girl, but she's dressed like what? A child. We call this pseudo-child porn. It's not really child porn. It's not illegal, but it's communicating what? That children should be desired. This is absolutely prevalent throughout all, even the softcore material. That this idea that children are sexual should be desired and we should be wanting that. Now, I am 63. I am 63 years old. And you know that the average woman in the pornography is 19 to 22 to 23, maybe 25. She's getting out of her age range when she gets there. So she's losing her career about that time in pornography. And you think about it, I'm 63. And if I'm consuming pornography, the images of my fantasy are 25-year-olds or 19-year-olds. And I have a 19-year-old granddaughter. Can you see the problem here? That my sexual fantasy as an older man is to be with a young woman, and the woman that I have spent my life with, who has wrinkles and have borne my child and has lived her life with me, she is no longer beautiful, and thinking that I should go out somewhere else to get it, that the longer I live in the relationship I'm currently in and I'm consuming porn, the less satisfied I am with my current relationship because she doesn't measure up to what my fantasy is.
Meine Fantasie wird dadurch nicht befriedigt.
And children are being exploited because they are now being sexualized. And in Hollywood movies, Summer of 42, my tutor, private lessons, the professional, and just recently there's a full frontal nudity thing coming out with a girl, a 15-year-old boy in Netflix. And it's all about, oh, it's all supposed to be art. It's all supposed to be good. But the reality is, anytime a child is being sexualized, it's not okay.
Sexualisiert wird, ist das nicht okay.
This is just one of many that are in the pornography. So she's dressed like a little girl. She's not a little girl, but she's dressed like one. We have imagery where they have cartoons that are showing little girls, but they're not. They're just cartoon. But it's, what is it suggesting? That there's a man in her bed, an older man, by the way. You notice the gray hair? What is it promoting? What is it communicating? Now, these are out of Playboy. Now, child, didn't that cure the nasty old hiccups? Oral sex with a child. This is Playboy. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is coming. Playboy. Everything is fine, Mommy. Uncle William and I are playing a game called Consequences. Incest. You call that being molested? Prostitution. But first of all, we have to ask Teddy's permission, and that will cost $40, child prostitution. Bring in another. Fortunately, it's not just my nose, Pinocchio. You see, they use child magnets, child fantasy figures that will draw kids in, so kids will see it as norm, but it's not norm. This is not adults that are they're trying to reach. This is kids. They know that kids are one of their number one consumers. Boys between the ages of 12 and 17 are the largest consumers of pornography. Not to say they're not their buyers, they are the consumers. There's tons of places that they can get it free. Wizard of Oz, would you like to know what I really want? And then we have the last portion of the child I want to get into, and this is Chester the Molester. Is anybody ever familiar with who this is? Anybody here? This is unfortunate. Not because you want to know this guy. But this guy, for years, wrote a cartoon or a comic for Hustler. And every month, he did a whole thing on Chester the Molester. That's the name of the comics. And each one of those comics are how to molest a child, how to lure the child in, and how to then molest the child. And he used comics as a way to do so. So in this one, you notice that there is candy, so he's luring the child with candy. You'll also notice that he's carrying a baseball bat. In every one of his cartoons, there's always a baseball bat. So it's not only luring the child, it's not only abducting the child, it's violence towards the child. Little Red Riding Hood, which is including bestiality and defecation and all kinds of different things. This one is, you'll notice that this young lady is at a sidewalk coming and she's being drawn to candy. He's got a baseball bat. And this one, notice what he's doing. What's on his armband? Can you see the sign there? It's a swastika. He's a Nazi. And the little girl's got a long nose and a Jewish chain around her head, and he's drawing her with what? Money. And you can see that money is being the one that's drawing her. You can see all the things, the violence that's going on with it. There's urination and defecation on the sidewalk. And then this one, it happens to be the, if you notice at the very, very top, in the picture, there's underwear and ribbons and all that. That's the trophy of the molester. Every time they molest a child, they keep some item as a way of remembering the moment. So now he has this whole trophy case above his head. And in that, he also has sex objects or toys. And then you have defecation on the bed. You also have childs are all tied up. And then you'll notice there's a baseball bat. And then you'll notice also that the thing on the lampshade, one of the students from a college that I was speaking at says, do you know what that says? I said, no. It says, that's human skin. And so what is that shade made of? Human skin. And whose skin is it? There's a lot of sick things being communicated. This guy named Chester the Molester was arrested and thrown in jail and was being prosecuted because he was doing the same thing to children that he was doing in his comics. The problem was, in the prosecution of it, they used his comics as evidence, and somehow, because they did that, they got it thrown out, and he walked away from all of that without one single time of imprison. But the unfortunate thing is what he encouraged was unbelievable and disgusting. And then online, we see all kinds of kids or teenagers being promoted, boys being promoted. And they're all being promoted as sex objects, being available if you just go to the website. Over 624,000 child porn traders been discovered online in the U.S. That was the Innocence Justice Project. That there's organizations like NAMBLA, Man Boy, North American Man Boy Love Association, who has tons of money, who's funding programs and projects behind the scenes to get it so that, here's where it's coming, child consent laws. Because if they can get the child consent laws to drop to 12 years old, how do you prosecute? Because the child consented. How do you get a child consented sex? Right now, it's 18 in most states in the United States. And let me tell you something. A child cannot consent to sex if that child is under 18. That child has no clue what they're saying yes to. They have no capacity to know. When you change the consent laws, you change everything. And there is money, lots of money behind changing that consent law, which we don't realize will impact how we affect or attack child molestation and child sex trafficking. Last few seconds. How much time do I have? 2 minutes? All right, it's addictive. Don't just think that someone's going to choose to get out of this. It's not a choice. What they do need is a choice to get help. But they will not. I can tell you this from tons and tons and tons of men and women who have tried to stop. And they say no to it, and they come back to it again and again and again. It's very, very similar to a drug addiction. And you just don't say no to drugs. When you're deeply into it, you need help. And this is not going to be broken by saying, I'm sorry. I can't tell you how many times I cried and I said I would never do it again and meant it. But it was bigger than me. So the best choice is to find help. But you make sure you find the right help. Because there's some counselors right now that say porn is okay, that it's normal. And you should introduce that into your marriage and try some of that stuff. Yeah, it's there. And it's sick. Okay, so it's addictive. And I'm going to get quickly the last one. It is empty. What it promises, and here's the heart of it, is it's a person who demonstrates, they pose themselves as, here I am, I want you. And what is really driving all this is the man's need for intimacy. Now, intimacy is, if you look at me for 1 second, intimacy. My greatest need, both men and women, is intimacy. The culture says women's need is intimacy and men's need is sex. That's baloney. Sex, healthy sex, comes from an outflow of intimacy, and they're not the same thing. When someone sees into me, knows me, loves me, accepts me, embraces me, even with all of the garbage, knows me and cares. Wow, the celebration that someone knows me and I know them, that kind of connection automatically brings the desire to celebrate. It's not about how kinky it gets or how many people we pull in the bedroom or how many different positions we got. What is missing in the sexual experience is we have nothing to celebrate.
Es gibt nichts, was man da feiern kann.
No connection.
Keine Verbindung.
No intimacy.
Keine Intimacy.
And so therefore, last statement.
Und deswegen meine
it's an act of desperation for me as a man to try to bond with a piece of paper.
Für mich als Mann,
It's an act of desperation for me to try to bond with a computer-generated image. I'm a human being, and no piece of paper is going to meet that need.
Kein Papier wird dieses Bedürfnis erfüllen.
I need a human being.
Ich brauche einen Menschen.
This problem,
dieses Problem
is far deeper than you realize.
Geht so viel
when I objectify somebody, you're going to hear something from a whole different angle right now. When I objectify somebody, I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm doing it to stay safe. Because I'm afraid, the whole driver is a fear of intimacy. I'm afraid if you know me and you see who I really am, you'll walk away. So I'm going to find something I can control so I can get my needs met, quote unquote, without ever having to risk emotionally, relationally. And as long as I can find that and it stays out here rather than here, then I am keeping myself safe and, quote unquote, getting my needs met. But it's not going to meet your needs, and it is a definite destructive spiral down. Not only addiction, but the kind of material you're addicted to. We'll talk at the workshop more about what it takes to heal. Thank you.